You're listening to the Brain of Man podcast. Honest conversations from two guys talking about things that matter. We're your hosts, Mark and Dale.
Okay, welcome to episode 3, another episode of Brain of Man. I'm your host, Mark, and joining me today, as always, is my beautiful co-host, Dale.
Hey, guys.
What do you got there?
So I'm still sipping a little bit of jasmine tea.
Oh, quite a fan. You made me one as well, didn't you?
I certainly did, yeah. I got these in Bali, actually. Javanese.
It's delicious.
Jasmine tea. It's quite a dark, fragrant.
It's good tea.
Table tea.
It's good tea. Okay, today we're talking about processing emotions. Is that right, Dale?
Yeah, processing and emotions and reactions, I guess. And
bit of, like,
controlling your reactions, being mindful of your
mindfulness,
reactions.
Mindfulness, yeah. Okay, cool. So talk to me about where you're at with controlling your emotions now and maybe where you've come from and how has that affected your life?
Yeah, so something I've been a little bit guilty of in my life is you call it a knee-jerk reaction. So something will happen. My instant response is to react in quite often a negative way. So, for example, something confronting or a little bit almost offensive will be said to me. So my knee-jerk reaction would be to be offensive back.
Okay.
So I feel like I've been hurt, so I need to hurt back.
Yeah.
Whereas now I try to understand why has that person said that to me? Is it because it's something that they're feeling? And rather than expressing that, they decide. It's almost like when you put someone down.
Mm.
And it's almost because there's a insecurity in yourself that you need to express by pointing out an insecurity in someone else.
Wow, I'm impressed that you're at that point, man. Yeah, that you're I'm going to cut you off there.
Yeah, but of course.
I've experienced that lately in myself, and it's being able to observe people and without judging them, and you need to retrain yourself not to react. Of course, first, but also once you can understand where their initial poking or prodding or thing is coming from, usually a place of insecurity or jealousy or
That's from
frustration
me.
Or
yeah, that's from me reflecting on my own reasons for being like that.
Ah, yeah.
So I would find myself bringing people down to my level of miserability or unhappiness. So I didn't feel alone in misery, I guess.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to lift myself up to be happy with other people. I think working in retail for so long has kind of highlighted that for me as well. When, for example, a customer comes in upset, this isn't working, you need to fix this. Really, they're not pissed with you. They're just upset that their laptop or their item is no longer working and just want it to be fixed. So I think once you acknowledge that, the reason for why they're upset, and not so much sympathize, but at least understand that and show that you understand that, it's quite easy to relate to that person and, I guess, diffuse that negative emotion they're trying to express on you.
Yeah, so you realize that, it's never not usually is it a personal attack.
Correct.
And once you understand that, you're able to process what they're doing or saying or how they're acting towards you and see that as for what it probably is. I mean, a lot of the time we'll never uncover that, deep-seated issue, especially with strangers. If someone comes in with a busted laptop, it's pretty easy to say, oh, they're upset about that.
They're upset about that, correct.
But in maybe past relationships or friendships that you've had, I'm trying to think back to how I might have reacted or seen people react to other people and how they felt. And in this sort of the bit of work that I've done recently, you know, the term mirroring comes up a lot, you know, looking at somebody and instead of pointing the finger for whatever you're feeling, instead of pointing the finger at them, you should directly point it back at yourself. Because usually those negative thoughts of anger, sadness, depression, guilt, your own, and you throwing them at somebody else isn't going to help the situation any further, is it?
It's going to make two people pissed off. Yeah. Really.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay. I'm feeling what you're putting down. So, how did you come to this realization that, you know, it's not anything usually that you've done that people are getting upset at, or like you said, you were realizing that it was you that was getting upset and you're bringing everybody down to your level. So what tools have you used to combat this?
Yeah. So what I found really worked for me to not knee-jerk react and just be hostile back, I guess, is slowing down, being silent for 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 seconds, however long you need. So before you react, just try and understand what was said. Try and listen to what was said. Count to 10, count to 20, count to 30, whatever you need to do. Because often those first words that come out are just words that spring to mind that might not actually be what you want to express or say. So slowing down was a really good tool for me.
Yeah, silence can be so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I've found that the hostile person ends up thinking about what they've said and realize that what they've said shouldn't have been said while I'm still trying to compute what's just happened.
Yeah.
Rather than, I guess you could say, putting fuel on the flame.
Yeah. Yeah. And even in those, that 5 seconds, 10 seconds, it gives you the chance to process what they've said.
Yeah.
Correctly.
And trying to articulate what I'm feeling. And,
yeah.
And
it also gives them the chance to really, like, it, whatever they've said really sort of is out there in the
yeah,
open.
Yeah. They're
kind of leaving them hanging.
And they almost need to self-reflect on what they've just said.
Yeah. That's cool. That's a good tip. Okay. So what are some other tools that you've found and are using to combat your knee-jerk reactions?
Yeah, so something else that I have come to realize over time is that you can't control what other people do and say. The only thing that I can control is the way I respond and feel about what other people do and say. So if someone, for example, doesn't listen to you, you can't control that. And the way you feel or emotionally react to that is completely up to you.
Yeah. That's so true.
Like I've learned not to feel upset or disappointed or angry when someone isn't the best to me. That's more of a reflection of who that person is, not who I am. And it's okay for that to happen as well. It's okay to not have a positive experience with someone, I guess I'm trying to say.
Mm.
Like, it's okay for them to vent. That's just who they are, I guess. And maybe they're going through their own journey. Maybe they're still learning themselves on how to be, I guess, the whole point of our podcast, a better man. Or girl. Or boy.
Yeah.
Or
person.
Woman. Or person.
Mm. I think it's, yeah, just some good tips there. Just not just for men, but, yeah, anybody listening to the podcast. So your experiences in being mindful have helped with these sort of short-term sort of, I don't know, in the retail world, we call them 5-minute friends, because you're friends with them, or, you know, they're upset with you for 5 minutes. But what about people that you are, that are long-term friends? Would you act any differently, or?
Yeah, yeah. So I used to take things quite personally with friends. So I have quite a small circle of friends, a very close circle of friends. I have acquaintances, but a lot of my energy and thought and love is concentrated on my circle of friends, my small circle of friends, including yourself.
Quality, not quantity.
Quality, not quantity.
Yeah.
I guess as you get older, you have less and less energy to be able to be spending time and thoughts on not that people that don't matter to you, but people that aren't, I guess, significant in your life. And I've learned that sometimes when, I guess, I live in a share house and sometimes when someone comes home and doesn't really say hello or is quite silent, it's not because they're upset with me. They may have just had a bad day and just needed a moment alone. Like, sometimes it's put it bluntly, it's not about me.
Mm.
Just because they've decided to walk in the door and go straight to their room doesn't mean that they don't want to talk to me or they're ignoring me. It just means they wanted to go straight to the room and have some time by themselves. Or maybe it means something completely different. Essentially, I guess it doesn't matter and it's not something that you should let affect you. And if it does affect you, maybe have a conversation about it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's something that has happened recently in the house. And unbeknownst to me, I potentially made someone feel like there was something wrong, but there never was. I'm a very independent person sometimes, and sometimes I also want my own space. And if I don't interact with you, there's nothing bad, nothing good. It's just an alone time for me at the time, I guess.
Yeah, fair call. But I think what you're trying to say, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what I hear you saying is that communication is basically essential, and some of the tips that you've given are probably really key points. The silence that you're using in these, I won't call them arguments, but moments of perhaps confrontation is basically just good listening, would you say?
Yeah.
You're really listening, and I think the art of listening is very important. And when you're quiet, you're able to gather your thoughts. And I think it's very important to communicate, like you said, and you just brought up at the end there, being comfortable and okay with having those sometimes difficult conversations and not reacting, but being able to talk about things calmly and understanding that,
yeah,
you know, it's never... If you can always have that mindset of what they're going through is usually not something personal. It's usually something that's affecting them, and they need to be able to communicate that properly to you. But
and sometimes that's really hard, right? Especially for men.
But I've had experience where it's especially hard for some women in my life too. And it's been incredibly frustrating, yeah. So to open up those lines of communication, I think, is definitely paramount to any successful relationship, whether it be romantic or platonic. I've had several relationships fail because of lack of communication and knee-jerk reactions.
Hmm.
There wasn't that balance where we could both, you know, I don't know, is it the old term agree to disagree? I don't know because I think you do need to get to an agreement somewhere, and that's where the work comes in. I mean, if you are really a partnership or a friendship, you can agree to disagree to an extent, but at some point there needs to be an agreement to move forward.
I see what you're saying. It's almost like you need to express how you feel and the other party needs to express how they feel and be okay with knowing that sometimes it might not be the same.
Yeah. Is compromise the
goals? Yeah, compromise, I think. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, something that I've thought about today actually was I don't have a huge amount of expectation now with the relationships I have in my life. So when I say expectation, it's more I've bought my friend, we'll say Bob, a present. Mm-hmm. So now I expect Bob to buy me a present. And I think that's quite a normal human being thought process. I now gift someone anything, my time, a present, my thoughts, without an expectation of that being reciprocated.
Yeah.
And it's really given me a sense of almost enlightenment. So I don't feel that I need to have anything that I do for my friends reciprocated at all for me to enjoy doing the initial act of giving. So, you know, like for example, you buy a coffee for your friend at work, and the only reason you did that is because you expect for them to buy the next coffee.
Mm.
Now I go in the thought process of, I'm going to buy my friend at work a coffee because I think it's a nice thing to do. And yeah. Whether I get another coffee back or not in the future, I don't care.
Yeah.
If I do, great. If I don't, great.
Mm.
And I think it's given me a sense of freedom in a way.
Yeah.
Like I no longer keep a mental tally in my head. It's like, well, this friend I gifted XYZ to, and in return I've got nothing.
Isn't that funny? Like, I've found myself doing the same thing and kind of without realizing it. But I wonder when, like, did you make a switch? Did you used to do that? I'm trying to think, did I used to do that?
Well, I think for me, it came from a place of like keeping that mental tally.
Okay.
And then ending up feeling a little bit shit about it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then thinking that they're not a good friend because they're not returning the same amount of investment in the relationship that I am. But I feel like I was monetizing the relationship in a way that shouldn't be valued. Mm.
So basically now I think you're able to give, and the art of giving just is enough satisfaction for you.
Correct. Yeah, I'm not expecting anything in return. Like I don't. That's not the reason that I give my time or buy a gift or invest in a relationship anymore. That's not the reason I do that anymore. I don't have an expectation of return. I guess it's a little bit different if you have a friend that you're always the one having to ring up and be like, hey, man, do you want to catch up? Or, hey, friend, do you want to catch up? And they never call you back. I guess that's a little bit of a different imbalance.
It is, yeah. Yeah, funny you should mention that because, I think we've kind of segued into this next topic because, yeah, we went from mindfulness and communication through to, like, knee-jerk reactions but now, like, how your actions shouldn't be affected by other people's actions or lack thereof. But when it comes to that's like physical things, you know, giving and gifting, but when it comes to emotional effort in the relationship, whether it's friendship or romantic, you do expect that back in return, I think, because if it's so one-sided, you can give without the expectation of getting in return money, presents, buy somebody lunch, make them a coffee. But when you're not getting back that energy that you're putting in, the phone calls, the messages, the seeing what you're up to, it can get, yeah, really frustrating and really one-sided really quick, can't it? And I'm guilty of this. And I'm guilty of this with you, I want to say. And I don't
feel that.
Well, maybe I'm going to touch on another subject now about integrity. And there was a time where you would ask me, what are you doing? Are you free? Do you want to come do this? I'd be like, maybe. Maybe. And my maybe, 99% of the time was a no. And you at first took my maybes as like a
genuine maybe.
A genuine maybe. But, you know, on the 25th maybe, and I hadn't followed up, or, you know, I'd probably usually send a text later saying, or maybe I even wouldn't send you a text. I just wouldn't rock up. I noticed that the calls stopped coming and the messages stopped coming. And
I think I confronted you on this and I said to you, like, Mark, it's okay to say no. Like, I'm not going to be upset if you say no.
Yeah.
It's probably more frustrating and not disrespectful, but more slap in the face you say maybe, when really if you probably meant no, if that makes sense. Like, I found it more offensive that you would say maybe, thinking that you were being nice, when if you just had said no, I would have been absolutely fine with it.
Yeah, I think for me it came from a place of
not wanting to let me down, maybe.
Yeah. Definitely.
I thought I would feel, or did you feel bad maybe saying no?
Definitely. Yeah, of course I felt bad. I'm a recovering people pleaser. I don't know if I've told you that, if I've used that term with you. I've been doing a lot of work on that, and saying no is really hard sometimes, or it was hard for me, but now I quite enjoy saying no because I mean it.
Yeah.
I mean no, and there's nothing worse than lying to yourself and saying yes when really you want to say no. And you know that, I can't even explain the feeling that you get, because it's one that I had a lot, and I got pulled up on it, not just by you, but from people from ex-lovers, you know, long-term relationships. I got called a liar. In terms, I was, you know, because I'm lying about how I'm really feeling, and I don't think that's the basis for a good relationship, good communication. And when you start lying like that, and where's the trust, I guess? I mean, with you and I, that's never been an issue, I don't think.
No, like, our relationship's definitely evolved to the point where we're almost too comfortable saying how we feel sometimes. We just express it, and it's generally from the heart. We don't overly process what we say to each other. It just comes out, and we don't overthink it at all. It's just a conversation that we generally have.
Yeah.
Genuinely have. I'm going to reword that.
Genuinely have.
Yeah, because I think you were coming from a place where you didn't want to offend, but in the end, you were offending.
Yeah.
By trying to be the nice guy.
Well, thanks for not knee-jerk reactioning back then.
I think I got to a point where I did get a little bit upset, and I
think the knee-jerk reaction for you was your calls and messages sort of did decrease, and then maybe that one time I said maybe, you were like, you know what, do you really mean maybe?
Or are
you not coming? And yeah, you said it how it was, and yeah, appreciate that. So if we were going to sum up, I guess, the key points from this conversation, even though we've touched on a few topics today, in regards to sort of mindfulness, knee-jerk reacting, but also, you know, giving without the expectation of receiving, I think you were trying to tie that into knee-jerk reacting, because the act of you getting upset for somebody not reciprocating your effort is the same emotion or reaction that you might feel when you are knee-jerk reacting to somebody getting upset with you.
Yeah, like, it's almost like a feeling of disappointment, I guess, that I've created for myself by unfairly expecting something in return. Like, it's not the reason that I should have been focusing on for doing what I did in the first place.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you control how you feel, not the other person.
Yeah, like, I will buy you a coffee, for example, because it felt nice buying you a coffee. That was it.
Mm. Yeah, and my reaction or lack thereof.
It's irrelevant. Yeah,
it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. Yeah, that was me feeling good.
Yeah, I like it.
There was no need for you to buy me one back to then for me to feel good, because then that's just creating an unfair expectation of you, I guess. I mean, not that you've ever done anything like that, but I'm just trying to break it down.
Yeah, no, you put that really well. Yeah, you would have created an unfair expectation of me. You shouldn't do that to anybody.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah, good point, man.
I don't know if any of this makes sense.
Well, I think we've covered a few things there, and I've learned a little bit. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on today's topics. Yeah, and as always, we'll be back next episode talking about the things that matter, as we are just two guys talking about things that matter. Yeah, don't forget to check out our Instagram. It's Brain of Man, just Brain of Man. We do some regular posts on there as well. Yeah, send us a message if you've got some topics or some questions, and we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, if you review our podcast, also, you know, we can get these chats out to all the listeners out there, men and women, with a goal of helping men realize that they can always be better than they were yesterday. Because I think it's important to keep growing,
self-reflect,
and there's always a solution to any problem that you've got going on. So I can't wait to dive in deep more with you, man.
And, yeah, likewise. Yeah. Likewise. I learned so much from you as well.
Thanks. Yeah. No, likewise. I'm excited because we've got a lot more stuff to talk about. The list is getting
bigger. Two guys having a chat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So thanks for listening, guys.
And, yeah, thanks, guys.
As always, much love and much respect.